Ever since I left Auburn, I wanted to move back. We'd buy season tickets to every sport and never miss a minute of the action. And that's pretty weird when you think about it. I'm 31, with most of my adult life ahead of me, and I dream of living in a small Alabama town and letting my life revolve around college athletics. Sure, sometimes I read about Christians doing great things all over the globe and think that could be me, but my thoughts always drift back to Auburn. And truthfully, I'm not even sure I could handle living there, at least not as well as Jack Haynes handles Columbia. He is an elder at First Presbyterian, and he has a large role in the pastoral care team, visiting the sick and elderly in the church. Could I possibly be so balanced if I lived 5 minutes from Jordan-Hare Stadium? I honestly don't know. Perhaps living in Auburn would help me see the game for what it is, a game. But then again, I can totally see me sneaking around the shrubs of the practice field trying to learn the trick plays in advance. I don't think God would let me live in a town like Auburn and not want me to enjoy football. That seems cruel and unusual. I guess I still haven't quite figured out what God wants, which is my real problem. Once the van was loaded down with enough food to feed a small country, we got on the road. Being the guest, I was given the privilege of riding shotgun. This was great until I realized the van was not equipped with safety belts. When we hit the interstate, I began to have trouble breathing. Jack Haynes is no spring chicken. My mind kept dreaming up nightmare scenarios in which he had a heart attack or fell asleep at the wheel, sending us, unrestrained, into oncoming traffic. To make matters worse, the van speedometer said we were going 110 miles an hour. We were being passed right and left by honking cars, so I suppose the gauge could have been broken. Thankfully, we made it off the interstate and into the South Carolina State Fairgrounds and State Farmers Market, where Williams-Brice Stadium is located. Mr. Haynes popped a beat-up old cassette tape into his stereo. The speakers crackled for a few seconds, then bystanders leaped as the sound of a rooster's crow blared from the two massive speakers concealed in the van's front grille. This was followed by more rooster crows along with some songs and cheers. Now people were clapping along to the music and high-fiving Mr. Haynes and me as the van crept through a combination of game day and Thursday rush hour traffic. The Haynes's have been members of the Gamecock Club for 40 years, which means they have a sweet parking spot on game days. We stopped no more than a long field goal away from the stadium and set up our makeshift banquet. Barbecue chicken was on the menu, which seemed a little cannibalistic for USC fans, but was delicious nonetheless. There was also a hodgepodge of chips, dips, and sweets, and I tried them all with complete disregard to my waistline. Between bites, I asked Mr. Haynes if he thought the Gamecocks had a shot that night versus the fourth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. "They are number four in the country," Mr. Haynes said, "but we are only a three-point underdog. I think people know something big might happen tonight." And with that, I swear his eyes twinkled. Heading out to see some other folks before kickoff, I made my way through the USC tailgates in the enormous parking lot located just across George Rogers Boulevard from the stadium. This is where I found Devin Olmick.